Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 94.3 Western Licking County, brought to you by Licking County Transit with fixed routes and on-demand response service. They've got your transportation needs covered. Dave Doney, joined today by our Licking County Commissioners Rick Black and Tim Bubb. Sunny start to the day, high right around 65. Clouds roll in this afternoon and evening. And then for your Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 69. Now, Commissioner Bubb, you were asking me, did I take care of the lovely Mrs. Doney on Mother's Day? And I said, well, I would have liked to, but it was a little under the weather. I know a lot of folks had a lot of fun on Mother's Day, and I know you've got your wife and all the other ones. Did you do much yesterday or just treat mom to something special?
Yeah, we cooked out and did the thing, and everyone checked in appropriately. So it was good. Rick, how'd yours work out?
About the same way. Just took it easy, but the boys all checked in and talked with their mom, and so it was a good day. She had a nice day.
Yeah, if they don't check in on Mother's Day, you're off the Christmas card list.
You got that right.
Or the present list.
You're on the list.
Dads get on the list. That's where I was going, because like, you didn't tell them to call me on Mother's Day? I'm like, I didn't think I needed to tell them that. But
oh, my wife's birthday is right before Mother's Day, so it's like a doubleheader. Mm-hmm. So it was fine.
You're the smoking king over there, I know. Did you smoke something or just throw some burgers and dogs on?
Yeah.
I was kind of curious as to what he did there.
Yeah.
He didn't bring any smoked brisket for us, Rick.
I'm not above doing that. But just give me a little fair warning.
That's right. Yeah. You don't have enough, I can guarantee you that. All right, let's talk a little bit about some things that are taking place. I know recently you folks joined with others for the ribbon cutting for Kansai Helios out in Johnstown, and you've talked about this before. Commissioner Bubb and Commissioner Black, you know, folks are looking to move here, and this is one of those that, you know, maybe kind of flew under the radar a little bit, but it was an exciting day.
It was a great day up there. They just those folks are excited to be here. Their potential for growth is there. I mean, they're ready to grow. And, you know, they're starting out small, just working their way into it, but they've got a plan to grow. They'll probably outgrow that facility and have to add on. Mm-hmm. But it'll take a little while, but they're making a great product up there.
What are you hearing are some of the reasons folks are looking to come here? Is it...
Part of it is, you know, tax reasons. They came over here because of the tariffs. They didn't mince any words about it. They came over here to be in this country, avoid the tariff situation, and the tariffs were going to hit them hard, so they came over here to save that, and we're welcoming them. I mean, it's a great group of people to work with. They're interested in the community. They want to support the community. They brought some folks with them. An interesting mix of people we met with up there. I mean, not just from one country over there in Europe, but there were three or four countries involved.
Mm-hmm. And I know, and Commissioner Rubb, you and I had talked about this, when it comes to folks looking, they like what they see as far as the folks that they can hire. There's people here that have the skills or are getting the skills to do what needs to be done. Again, I'm not sure exactly with Kansai Helios what they looked for here, but they got to come here, they got to find workers, and they're finding them here in this community.
A couple of the big things that are important for a company like that, Rick's correct on tariffs, but also they want to expand their footprint in North America. They were shipping a lot of their product. They make coatings, various kinds of commercial and industrial coatings. A good example is that the paint colors on almost any Toyota vehicle in the world, they make the paint bases for all that. So it's a big company. It's an $800 million company. The Kansai part is Japanese. The Helios is European. It's a big company and growing. And it was interesting. Rick and Dwayne and I were up there last year when they were just moving their equipment in from... They brought some of their equipment from... They had a rented plant in New York State and then from Europe. And they just transferred the equipment over here. But it was interesting. They were looking around. It's a big plant. It's a 250,000 square foot plant and potentially had it could double in size. And they were looking at the front of the plant. They weren't using it yet. And they kind of smiled and said, well, you know, we got enough room for a whole varnish line over here along with the paint lines. And it was interesting when we were up there last week for the ribbon cake. Yeah, we're moving the varnish line over here next. So it's in economic development terms, David, it's what we call a gazelle. Mm-hmm. You ever heard that term?
Not when it comes to economic development.
Yeah, it's a lean animal that is running fast and coming into our community and hiring. And they're actually in production now. Literally within a year, they're in production. And the gazelle part is that they could run so fast with because such a big company, they could bring more work here to North America if the markets are here. And they have room to expand. This is in Johnstown, in the industrial park, in a plant that had been used two other times by companies. So it's about, you know, a 30-year-old plant, 25-year-old plant, but very good shape. And it was sitting empty. And they were looking around the country for a place, and this was the last place they looked. This was the eighth stop on their North American tour. They toured this plant, and the next thing we knew, they had bought it. So I think that says something nice about Licking County, that they like our logistics, where we're at in terms of transportation, highway networks to the North American markets, and by the way, workforce. They can operate here effectively and cost effectively, and they've been able to hire. In fact, we, the county, I'll give Jen Ellis Brunn credit at JFS, with Ohio Means Jobs, you know, the workforce. They did almost, they assisted with almost all the hiring for that plant, and they've got them staffed up. So I think the county commissioners and Licking County should take a bow at a time when things are kind of a little uncertain. It's a brand new industry in our community that's hiring and growing, and we'll take that every day of the week.
Well, and it was funny. We had Heath Mayor Mark Johns on here not too long ago talking about Bayer, and I know they've been here for a while. But
it's another coatings company.
Right, but what I'm saying is, and these are companies that, you know, are, you know, people hear about across the globe and are looking to come here. And, you know, he talked about the infrastructure that's here and the different things. You know, we may not think of the trains and the rail and all that, but a lot of folks are using that. You've got the airport. We're going to talk about that here in a moment. But what I'm getting at is, this is a great place to be located. If you look, I know O'Neill Company's putting a new spec building up in at the base. Folks are looking to come here, and we've got the facilities to do that. And you mentioned the Johnstown. That's amazing to me that it's a 30-year-old building. And here's this company going, hey, we want that building.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they got it for a good price. you know, and you know, Rob O'Neill and that company, they don't put up spec buildings unless they plan to sell them.
Right.
So that's all good. And you know, if you look at what Rick Platt does at the Port Authority site, which is the equivalent of an industrial park now. It's the former Air Force Base where Boeing and some others are located in the middle. But now they've acquired other land around it and across the street. And it's among the top 10 industrial parks in the state of Ohio now. So, and by the way, there's no data centers there and no logistics, all manufacturing. If you want to be at the Port Authority site, they want you to make something. So it's exciting. And you mentioned Bayer. I don't want to lose sight of Bayer when we talk about Kansai Helios. They're all in the coatings business. Bayer is a company that makes a variety of paint products, almost all for Home Depot.
Home Depot.
In a multi-state region. And I think they may be up to two shifts now, so they're cranking it. So people come here and do business, and generally speaking, they stay and do business. So it's exciting. Covestro is another one. I don't know if you know Covestro. It's the former Bayer plant out in the Newark, Ohio Industrial Park just north of Hebron. And a couple of years ago, we were out there, and they make the colored pellets that go into injection molded plastic products. And their market's growing. And when we were up there a couple of years ago, we're thinking about expanding. Well, guess what? Under construction right now.
Yep.
So they're doubling the size of the plant. And in fact, contact Licking County and Ohio Means Jobs because they're also hiring.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for anybody that's sort of lamenting, gee, is there any place to work? Well, yeah, go to Ohio Means Jobs because a number of these businesses that have located here are looking for good people. So don't delay. There are opportunities here, and especially for young people coming out of CTEC, out of COTC, and out of high school. There are opportunities here for you to go to work, to get a good job, and plant your roots right here. So, you know, as a commissioner, you got to be excited about that.
I like what you're seeing. We talked about the airport just a few minutes ago, Commissioner Black, and you said, hey, we've got some things going to be taking place out there. One of them has to do with hangars, and funny enough, we had somebody out at our Kiwanis meeting talking about the airport and different things that are happening out there and the importance of, hey, we need to get some more hangars. More folks want to use this airport.
They've got a large waiting list of pilots that own planes. They want a place to base them, to store them out of the weather. And You know, we can build a brand new hangar and we'll still have a waiting list. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's amazing how many people want a base here in Licking County, both business and private.
Yeah, that's not to say, I mean, we talk about the business, but there's a lot of folks, you look up any weekend day, you're going to see some planes going, you know those aren't corporate jets. The folks that are enjoying yep. to be able to have that amenity right here in the county, correct?
Yep. There's, you know, it's amazing how many retired military people live here that fly mm-hmm. and own their own planes. And they just, you know, it's a recreational aspect for them, and that's great, but they want a place to put them in out of the weather where they're safe and secure. And, you know, when I saw that waiting list, I thought, man, you know, we can't build enough hangars hardly.
Do we have a time?
Well, you can.
We can't, but I economically we can't. But, but you know, we'll run out of space, too.
Well, we built a few. Yeah, we bought 15 of them 2 or 3 years ago, and we're looking at 4 quad buildings that could the difference in the as opposed to individual hangars, these are big buildings where you could have multiple aircraft in one building, so you can store your aircraft there a little cheaper. Rick mentioned former military flyers. There's also some people in our community in Central Ohio that are commercial pilots now that are flying for the airlines, and their recreation is flying their small stuff and moving around. And one of the things maybe people don't realize is we don't charge landing fees for this airport. Some of the airports, as an example, even in Zanesville, if you want to bring your aircraft in there and you have some surface, just park it for the day, or they charge you a landing fee. So really, we make our money on hangar rentals and fuel sales, jet fuel and aircraft fuel. And at this point, it's a free airport. I mean, you need to come in, and we like people coming into the community and looking around. So, we've got airplanes, and it's a niche market. You know, it's an expensive hobby.
Yeah.
Because to own an aircraft, they have to be overhauled every year and checked, and the insurance is expensive. So, I mean, it's a niche thing. But here's the deal. I don't care whether it's, good commissioners or a library or recreation trails or an airport. It's a complete community. And if you don't have a good airport for commercial and people who want to locate here to fly into, then guess what? They'll go to a community that does have one.
Yep.
So you just have to touch all your bases, and that's what we try to do in Licking County. And so we're doing it's an okay place. By the way, a little fun fact, that is the largest property we own, is the airport on Heath Road. You think about it, because you got a 1 mile runway there, and all the amenities that goes from Route 79 up there, clear back to into Heath and along Heath Road, and parallel to the new development there. It's the equivalent of the size of a fairgrounds. It's a big site.
It's a big site.
A lot of mowing. We grow a few soybeans out there. There's part of the ground that's still farmed. And so there is room to expand. And a lot of people are out there going, ho-hum, it's an airport. If I want to fly somewhere, I go to John Glenn.
Right.
And but it's just part of our bigger community that, if you don't have it, then people will go where there is one.
Ever been a thought of extending the runway?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's plans underway.
Okay. There you go.
So there you go.
We'll touch on that at a later time.
And we'll get to that later.
And talk about that at
sure.
a later time. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7 Newark Heath, brought to you by Licking County Transit.
Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 94.3 Western Licking County, brought to you by Licking County Transit, safely connecting people to places and possibilities. Dave Doney, joined today by Licking County Commissioners Rick Black and Tim Bubbs. Sunny skies throughout the day today, high right in the mid-60s. A little bit of clouds this evening and a low near 40, and then for your Tuesday, partly sunny, high near 70. Well, we're coming into that part of the year that everybody loves to get out and do things. The summer season, you got Utica Ice Cream Festival will be kicking off here. Right into that goes into the Kiwanis Strawberry Festival, July 4th for the Granville Kiwanians, and all the stuff that's going to be taking place out at the campus and in other parts of the community. But what I'm getting at is that, you know, it ties in beautifully with the 250th celebration. And I just was talking to Commissioner Bubb. We were talking about the train that came through not too long ago, how you enjoyed yourself on that. But that's just all part of the fun that folks are going to see here over the next several months. It's going to be a great time to be in Licking County this summer for this.
Well, the train's running also from Denison to come up during Strawberry Week weekend, and they're bringing, last I heard, about 500 people coming up.
Yep.
So that's very cool for your Kiwanis
Club.
Yeah,
we were told to make 500 extra strawberry shortcakes.
Wow.
So there you go.
Ooh,
there you go.
You're going to be busy.
Yes, we will.
You better get busy, buddy. No, I'll tell you, think about Passport, too, with the Howard Long and the team are doing. Passport program kicked off last year, and of course, you know, it's a go out and tour and walk around kind of deal. So it kind of went to sleep during the winter months. We had kind of a harsh winter, but people are back into that now. If you haven't gotten your Licking County passport yet, you can get them online at the Historical Society, and you don't even have to pay for it. They have a booklet you can buy down at the Buckingham House, and it's a great family outing kind of thing. You have to literally visit just about every township and community, and it's a go out, travel around, see the county, see the historical sites, and get yourself a challenge coin if you finish the passport program. That's one of a number of things that are going on, and anywhere from the Revolutionary War reenactment this year. 4th of July, that whole week's going to be quite a deal,
mm-hmm.
with a lot of community celebrations, picnics, and things. And we've said it before on your show here, Dave. If you're at the community level, get involved in whatever is going on in your community or with your group, because this is a year to remember.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. Now, I know, you didn't run for re-election, but you're still a guy that likes to get out in the community.
Oh, yes.
Are there some of these events that you cannot miss, or do you just like to get to every single one of them?
Especially since, as some people refer to me as the lame ducker now, I want to get out and see people.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate all their support over the years, and I want to thank them for that.
Right.
So I'm going to be out there as much as I can, mm-hmm. and just going to these things. They're fun. This is a great time. I mean, we've all been pushing America 250th. I've been involved in several events, and it's been awesome. They're eating it up.
Yeah.
They really are showing their patriotism.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Again, we've talked about this. It was third grade, 1977 and 1976, and you're just like, wow, my God, it's already here. We are for 250th.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable how it just seems like fast, but it really doesn't move that fast. But here you are. You just like to get out to start at the Utica Ice Cream Festival?
Yeah, just get out there and see people. It's so interesting because a lot of people, this is the only time you see them from year to year. And, you've met them here and there and so forth and got acquainted with them, but you just don't get the opportunity to mingle with them that much.
Right. Yeah,
it's fun.
I hear the same thing when people say they come to the Strawberry Festival. Oh, I haven't seen you since the Strawberry Festival last year. So, and we are looking forward to that train coming in. We've worked really hard with the folks at the Denison mm-hmm. Railroad, and Beth Blind, Newark City Councilwoman, has helped. It's going to be a lot of fun because you're bringing people into the community. They're going to be down there at the rail station, down to the Canal Market District, and having some fun, and then kind of touring, all over the community. You also talked about the passport program with Licking County Historical Society, and that reminded me, folks need to get down to the library as well, because Doug Stout has done a wonderful display for Licking County veterans and remembering those folks as well. So, I mean, if you can't find something that links you to the past, you're not looking, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
I mean, you talked about that passport program. There's so many things you can do to just kind of learn a little bit about this community.
It's just so much fun to get out there, get on the road, and go to these little places you've never heard of or been before. And, Beth and I want to get back into it now that the weather's good,
mm-hmm.
and as much as we can, and finish it up. We had so much fun last year on the places that we went.
And for you, Commissioner Bubbas, I mean, is there some things that even you get a little, I know you've been here quite a while, or even you finding some things that, wow, I didn't know that was here?
It doesn't happen too often. I mean, come on, I've been here for a while, but no, I enjoy revisiting.
Yeah,
and that's all fun. Hey, you know, we've got something before we run out of time that I want to get people to put on their calendars and think ahead to this summer. It's been a bucket list item for me to bring back. I guess I just keep bugging them until they've done it. But the recycling department, litter and recycling, we're part of a four-county solid waste district. It includes Perry and Coshocton and Fairfield. And the thing that we used to do, and we've done it a couple times since I've been a commissioner, was a thing called HHW, Household Hazardous Waste.
Yep.
HHW. Put this on your calendar at home. If you're into recycling, every year we have shred it days, mm-hmm. You know, for paper goods, and we have a tire collection every year because those are things that we can make a difference on. But household hazardous waste is a very expensive thing to do, but we've found the funding and we're going to bring it back this year. Probably won't happen every year, so take advantage of it. Do you have any idea what it is, Dave, or do you have a?
Oh, I remember that.
Do you?
I used to deal with Jim Mickey with the.
Yeah. You're on it.
Yeah, he and I used to talk about it all the time.
Saturday, August 29th, just before Labor Day. It'll be out at the Highway Garage, 775 East Main Street. We'll mention it again before then, but it'll be that Saturday morning, 8 to noon, August 29th. Here's why it's important. For a lot, you know, Rick can relate to this. You know, he's a farmer, and, you know, farmers have barns and storage buildings and chemicals and a lot of things, you know, half-used containers of chemicals and things, legacy items that get stored in the community in basements, in garages, in barns, lead-based paints, ammunition. People bring back in the day. People brought back things from Korean World War, the World Wars, artillery shells and grenades, and some were neutered, some were not. And people bring back souvenirs. There was DDT. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of things that have the skull and crossbones on it. And what happens is people don't know where to get rid of them or how to properly dispose of them. We don't want you pouring this stuff in the ground. It gets in the water supply. So what happens is it gets stored in a lot of containers, and Rick, you know, the containers deteriorate. Yep. All of a sudden you might buy a farm property that has a barn. You look out there and there's some rusted old containers with chemicals in them. You don't know what's in there.
Nope.
Well, that's what this household hazardous waste thing's all about. They set up stations where they can neutralize chemicals, poison chemicals. I mean, serious stuff that can hurt people. They can accept old ammunition that is not good, that can be taken off site. They can take old dynamite. Mm-hmm. People used to blow stumps up. People are maybe thinking I'm making this stuff up. I'm really not.
People would go fishing with
this. This stuff is out there, and it's stored in the craziest places.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm not knocking farmers, Rick, but an old farmer might have had this stuff and used to blow up stumps and whatever. He's long gone. Well, now the grandkids have the farm or whatever. It's like, oh, I don't know what that is over there in that box. Well, it might be good. It might not be good. So I'm just telling you, household hazardous waste will be a collection that's very expensive to do this because we have to bring in vendors with equipment that can handle this kind of stuff. But it's important for the health of our community to get this stuff out of the community, especially if you don't know what it is or if it's deteriorated in the containers it's in, or old ammunition or war things or whatever, dynamite, nitro, you name it. This stuff is out there, not in great quantities, but it doesn't have to be in great quantities.
That's exactly right.
But if you got something that's stored on your property that had the old skull and crossbones, or if you think it's a corrosive liquid or whatever, you can bring it there that day, hopefully safely, and it can be disposed of. And we'll have more details on that. But this is really important because you take some of these things out of the community. That's something that kids and grandkids won't get hurt by.
Well, and more important, like you said, a lot of folks are like, I'll just throw it outside, let it get in the water system, and they don't even think about it. Yeah. I mean,
that's a terrible thing.
Well, and you think about the drug take back day. I'm running a story now about how much was. I know folks back in the day, just throw it out. Just don't worry about it. Just flush it down the toilet and let it go. You can get a worry
about. I'm where do you think it goes?
Well, there will be pills, too. I mean, you're right.
I mean, it's just like...
it's like the grandparents had all kinds of prescriptions. They never threw any old medicines away.
No.
And they got whole boxes full of old medications and houses. And then the kids or grandkids come in, well, what do I do with this? Flush it? You know, well, no, that's not a really good idea. It can be put in solutions and neutralized.
Yep.
And that's the proper way to get rid of it, not in the groundwater. That's the water we all drink. So I'm just telling you, this is something that the county, this wouldn't happen if it wasn't for your county commissioners and litter and recycling.
Yep.
Household hazardous waste. These are the little kinds of things that we can do to make our community a better place, and something we're proud of. And I'm just telling you, it's August 29th. Put that on your calendar, because it may be something you or someone you know can use, and it'll make our community a better place.
I don't know one person that has an old can of paint or an old can of oil in their car. I don't know, or in their garage. I don't know one person does not have that. Somebody's got it.
So I think that there's going to be a Donny trip to household hazardous
there
waste.
Will no doubt about that.
Yes, they're going to think you're a pirate showing up with all this stuff.
I'm sick of buying cat litter and pouring it in paint cans. Like, I'm done doing that. Again, if folks want your newsletter, Commissioner, how they
just
get that?
Give me a call at the county building, Licking County Administration Building. We're online. The number is 670-5110. 5110. We answer the phone weekdays, business hours. If I'm there, I'll talk to you. If not, just get my voicemail, give me your email address, and we'll take care of you.
I won't see either one of you before Memorial Day, so have a happy Memorial Day. Enjoy.
Likewise. Everybody be safe.
Festival. Yeah, that's exactly right. Be smart
everybody
and have some fun.
Have
some good food.
Yep.
That's for sure. Again, I want to thank our guests today, Licking County Commissioners Rick Black and Tim Bubb. Be sure to join us on Wednesday, as our guest will be Jacob Palmer with the Boys and Girls Club of Newark. He's going to be talking about all the great things that are going to be taking place over the summer months over at the Boys and Girls Club of Newark. That's on Wednesday's Talk of the Town, brought to you by Licking County Church.